I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
What do you like about Lefse Fest?
Well, it's exciting, and there's a big crowd, and they rush in, and they buy, and they visit, and it's just an atmosphere of fun and excitement.
That's Chuck Schulstad, who, along with his wife Barbara, are one of the vendors at this year's Lefse Fest in Fauston, Minnesota. They've been at every Lefse Fest since it began in 2006. Fauston is located about 45 miles west of Bemidji on Highway 2, where Minnesota's North Woods opens into the prairies and plains of the eastern Dakotas. Lefse Fest is Fauston's annual holiday kickoff event, and it's held on the Friday before Thanksgiving, and as Chuck said, it is a fun and exciting event. It's held at the Civic Center, and about a dozen vendors come to sell their Lefse Krumkaka rosettes and other holiday treats. They also compete for the title of the best Lefse maker. Now, Chuck and Barbara are retired elementary school teachers who moved back to his home farm near Maple Lake, and I asked how they got started in this.
Got into gardening and baking, and Scandinavian baking in particular, and we find that there's a real demand for it, particularly among our senior citizens that grew up with it and yet can't make it anymore. So we feel that we're filling a need when we make these. We make four items that we have here tonight: lefse, flatbread, krumkaka, and rosettes.
And how much did they bring?
Judging by how sore and stiff I am, we brought an awful lot with us. We got 100 packs of lefse maybe, and I don't know how many packs of flatbread and rosettes that we have. We just pack up what we have and away we go.
I had a similar response from most of the vendors. Well, that's 12 vendors, about 100 packs each, and that would be about 1,200 packs of lefse. And it's all going to be gone at the end of a couple of hours in this town of 1,500 people. There's going to be lefse on just about everyone's Thanksgiving table. I'd arrived about an hour before the doors opened at 5 o'clock to talk with the vendors and lefse makers, and I was glad I did, because as soon as the doors opened, people flooded into the room, a gymnasium, which was soon completely packed with people in a frenzy of sampling and purchasing lefse and other baked goods, leaving the vendors little time to talk with me. Several of the vendors were demonstrating lefse making as well. One of the things I asked everyone was, what was the secret to making good lefse?
Well, you get a good recipe and you stick with it. Now, we're using Barb's mom's recipe and my mom's, so she's kind of combined them, and we've got a good thing going. People like it, so we stick with it.
Okay, I'm Carla Netland. I teach a lefse class in Bagley, so then I tell them, the dough isn't real tough, it's real soft, and then to get it thin, you just have to have patience to roll it that thin.
My name is Laura Paskvan. It's time consuming. You really have to roll it out gently so it doesn't rip and make it nice and really, really thin.
Hi, I'm Paul Peltier. I am the vocal and instrumental music director here at Fauston High School, and I also do Lefse Fest. The secret to making good lefse is patience. You have to be patient. You can't rush it. You have to know your proportions, and you have to execute.
Margie Strand. Well, I don't know. You just got to learn to make it. You got to make it thin if it's going to be good. I read a book on it, and it was from the Scandinavian countries. It was all kinds of recipes, but I just kind of roll it and taste it and need more flour or more salt or whatever I thought I needed in it. I even made pumpkin lefse one time.
How did that come out?
It tasted real good. It tasted like you had pumpkin pie in it.
As I mentioned earlier, they were also competing to be named the best lefse maker of the year. Now, each of the vendors were giving out samples, and those of us attending could vote for our favorite lefse. I found the two-time defending champion to tell me about her lefse.
Hi, my name is Kristen Erickson, and I'm from Fertile, Minnesota, and I started making lefse about 3.5 years ago. I grew up eating lefse, and I had a great aunt who made the best lefse ever. She passed away, and so anyways, I just thought that it was my turn to carry on the tradition. So I started making lefse, and I started by watching YouTube videos. Watched about 20 different videos and took little bits and pieces that I liked and made Kristen's lefse.
So what do you think the secret to making good lefse is?
Lots of tiny little steps in each process. Each process, there's a little something that I do just to make sure it comes out right. Ricing the potatoes, rolling the technique so it doesn't get too sticky. Not too much flour, not too little. All those things.
During the evening, I sampled about a dozen different lefses, as well as krumkake, Scandinavian almond cake, fruit soup, which is being served by the local Sons of Norway, and more. When I left, like everyone else, I was carrying lefse, rosettes, and other baked goods for my own Thanksgiving table. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Fraser, and this is Close to Home. Thank you.